Chapter 2, A Golden Discovery. Kiko and his friends hurried toward the beach. What could it be? Kiko asked. At first, all they saw were the tin cans, twisted aluminum roofing, palm leaves, and other debris left by the storm. But amid the scattered trash, Kiko spotted something shining more brightly than everything else around it. Look what I found! Kiko shouted. It's a gold coin! His friends couldn't believe it. Everyone gathered around him to get a closer look. The lettering on the coin was blurry, but the figure of an elegant woman with a crown on her head was clearly visible. Morris, Joseph, Tommy, Pedro, and Kala were elated. They began digging feverishly, looking for anything else that might have been left behind by the waves. After a few moments of digging, Kala shouted, "I've got something!" Morris and Joseph yelled out seconds later with other discoveries. But Kiko made the most interesting discovery, a wooden cylinder half buried in the sand. The friends put everything they found in one spot so they could look at it together. Then they gathered around the small pile of objects. They counted over a dozen gold and silver coins similar to the one that Kiko had originally found. They had a few gold rings and some broken pieces of jewelry. They also unearthed some silverware, as well as pieces of china with elegant blue designs on them. Kiko couldn't wait any longer. He had to see what was in the wooden cylinder. He carefully pulled off the cap at the end of the cylinder, which had been sealed with wax. What he saw next left him breathless. "It's a map!" Kiko shouted. "We're rich!" Kala yelled. Kiko carefully unrolled the frail yellow paper. On the map was an island that looked similar to theirs, with several drawings that were difficult to understand. "I bet this is the way to Peg Leg's treasure." "I knew that he was real," Joseph said. Then Joseph had an idea about how Peg Leg's treasure may have ended up on the beach. If they had found these coins and other objects, then the ship must be nearby, he explained. He tried to convince his friends to go find the treasure.